Happy New Year. You may want to say to the next person, to you, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Let's just express that greeting much more better. Particularly the person you have not seen since last year. And they're sitting beside you since last year. Let's say Happy New Year to them. Happy New Year to a person you have not seen since last year. We have not seen each other since last year. Happy New Year. Yes, yes. Lifted. Say Happy New Year to the person you have not seen since last year. Glory be to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the God of heaven for everything that he has done for us. God Almighty has been really faithful to us, ensuring that we make it safely into this new year. Hallelujah. Let's clap, let's clap. Let's just say thank you. It's our appreciation clapping. Amen. So it's supposed to just be one short exhortation, but it's likely to be just a series for a few periods. And the key words are go forward. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Go forward. Amen. I heard two people said it. Go forward. In Exodus 14, 15. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Hallelujah. And when God says go forward, it is very, very strategic. Hallelujah. And our moving forward is not without strength. Hence, the Lord gave us our watchword, fresh oil, double portion. So this year, you will obtain double in your fresh oil. Hallelujah. We have been told again, just as it's written in that 2 Kings, keep that word in your heart. Chapter 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee. We spent almost the whole of December last year praying. And then the statement came, what shall I do for you? And then we were told, the Lord Almighty intend to give us as much as we want. Oil cannot be quantified. But then, when the grace of God rests upon you and I, we can do and undo this year. So, the watchword is what? Amen. Please put it on the screen. Hallelujah. The watchword is what? Amen. It's okay. We're going to continue to repeat it on these things. So, but the series today that we start is go forward. Let somebody say go forward. Now, when you are going forward, you must have a destination where you're going. When the children of Israel were told to move forward, you know, in another version of the Bible, NLT, the Bible says, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Have you ever heard that word? Go forward. Get moving. The military statement, instruction, that is not saying if you want, if you like. No. Move forward. Let somebody say, keep moving. Keep moving. Hallelujah. In a Message Bible, MLSG, the Bible says, now he puts it in auto verse 15:16. Say, God said to Moses, why cry out to me? Speak to the Israelites, order them to get moving. God asks us to do what? Order them. So when I am operating in my roles, please don't be upset. The instruction is order them to do what? Get moving. That's the instruction. And then when you read verse 16, What did he say? Hold your staff. Hallelujah. I decided to change my Bible this morning. I have a lot of Bible, but this one is a lot heavier than the one I normally bring to the altar. Hallelujah. And I did that deliberately to let you know that when I am holding my staff, my rod is very heavy. It's not easy to carry. Praise the Lord. So at times when I swing it, I say, Offering, decide. If you're not moving well, then, you know, the rod will guide us. You know what Psalm 23 says? Thy rod and thy staff. Hallelujah. You got it. Amen. So Moses' staff transformed people from slavery to freedom. When the Lord told him, stretch it forth, he moved us from little, from limitation. He moves us from not enough and move us forward. And where he's driving us to, we may not have 100% clarity, but the important thing is keep moving. For there lies ahead freedom, safety, abundance, greatness, as much as you desire. And as you move forward, the fresh oil ensure that your sandals, your shoe, every instrument you need for the journey never wears out. And that you too, you never wears out like rags. Hallelujah. When you look at Genesis chapter 1, you see in verse 1 what the Lord says there. He says, okay, bring back the normal version. In the beginning. Hallelujah. Where are we? The beginning of great things. Beginning of newness. Beginning of fruitfulness. Beginning of enlargement. It's in the beginning, God created. So when you look at our strategic drives, we're going to be talking in future. Because we're forward thinkers. We're going to be looking at creativities, collaborations, inspiration, innovations, training and teaching, empowerment and envisioning. Why creativity? Because in the beginning, you begin to see what God creates. As we were praying this morning, it occurs to me in our prayer that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How many times since you've been born that the earth and the earth have been repaired? Of course, that's never been repaired because God created it perfect. Everything you will do this new year, there will be no error in them. And that is why it is very, 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 very important that you follow instruction. You do your bit and I will do mine. Exactly God told Moses. Otherwise, if I keep returning back to God, stretching my Bible, he said, what is in your hand? Andrew, what are you holding? I'll say my rod and my staff. Hallelujah. And we said the staff of Moses is transformational. So in this new year, as we are forward thinker, we must begin in our outlook, in our inlook, in our outwardness, be forward thinker. We must move from the old habit of Egypt. We must stop desiring the food of the Egyptians because it never prospers. And we know this. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with his colleagues said, sir, don't give us the Babylonian food. What do you desire now? The heavenly food. And when you desire the heavenly food, the assurance of heaven in its freshness guarantees that you are never sick. It guarantees that touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah. In TLB version of the same moving forward. He said to them, and the Lord said to Moses, quit praying and get the people moving. What have we been doing for the past since December? We have been praying. You woke up this morning. You are still praying. Good. It's good for you. Prayer is good. We talked about prayerlessness. But now you must move. You must move. The just shall live by what? You must move. The just shall live by what? You must move. The just shall live by what? By faith. Submit it and have expectation. Be in expectant. Walk towards it. Why? Because you are great. You are an accomplisher. You're going to accomplish great things. You're going to create great things. You will invent new things. Invention. Hallelujah. So I know this will happen. Then you must keep moving. Not relaxing. Keep moving. Because the seed of God is in you to create. He said, get the people moving. And he said, forward march. Do you not see the TLB version? If you find it, put it on the screen. Because he said, forward march. And I said, this is a military command. So when I say, where are you? Are you coming? Then say, ma? Hallelujah. Don't be quiet this year. So when we say forward march, we expect action. Don't relax too much. When you are sitting, sit well. Chest out. Don't just sit. Please sit up. Church, sit right. Upright. Hallelujah. Let's start the work now. Amen. TLB is what we have. We don't have the Living Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. When you find it, let me to put it there. The reason why I want you to put it there is say, get the people moving. And you say, forward, comma, march. And that's what we must do this year. Hallelujah. So go forward. So when the statements are made, they are made for a certain people to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. So we must move forward this year. And because God said there will be a lot of declaration made, and those declarations are creative declaration. When you say something, it will create something. And God said, and there were a lot of God said in Genesis chapter 1. And everything that God keeps saying, give birth to something. And those things are perfect. So in this new year, by the grace of God, with the staff of Moses that transform, we'll make a decree and it is established. In Jesus' name. So when the word like this is spoken, that is that word that says go forward, it could be just that. A kind of advice to somebody or someone. It might also be a kind of information to someone. A kind of command that you hear, as I mentioned. But do remember that the word that is coming to you today is not just an advice. You must consider it. You must wait. And you must not ignore it. It is a command that you must obey. So you will notice that the Israelites were standing at a junction point. And we too, we have reached a junction point. And the Lord deemed it fit by his grace and his mercy to move us forward. And now we have crossed over successfully. I said we have crossed over successfully. My prayer for you today is that you will not be the person to die, but to live. Now that you have crossed over successfully, you will not die, but to live. And when you have crossed over successfully, according to Psalm 118, verse 17, that says you shall not die, but to live, for a good reason, to declare the works of the Lord. And that works of the Lord then means to do certain things to the next level. Hallelujah. So you are moving forward, you are moving on to the next level, to the other side of the Red Sea, to the place where there is plenty of milk and honey. Milk and honey then means breakthrough, success, new invention in the name of Jesus. You are to move from enslavement. I've mentioned that. That have kept our generation down for many years. And you are that one who will set us free by you moving forward, by you being a critical thinker in the mighty name of Jesus. Failure then is never heard in our congregations because we have crossed over from failure to success. So everything that we do then, it will always be successful. So when you are doing this, there is another to do. When you are doing that, you have another to do. Because the creative grace of God is resting on us. So as you go forward, your song shall be, I am pressing on the upward way. New heights, I am gaining every day. That should be our song. I am pressing on the upward way, a new height. I am gaining every day. So when you read the Bible sometimes, you read that Jesus went down to Jerusalem. But when have you been to Jerusalem? For those that have been there, it's kind of hilly, high. Praise be to the Lord. So what God is telling us in essence, don't go down to Egypt. Our position is high. Don't settle for little. Hallelujah. I'm trusting God for a season. Those that are still earning payment or gainful employment, that they will say their minimum per hour is 150. Minimum. And it's not a lot. Because I've said that in the past, that in 1988, back in England, my friend got £500 an hour. Specialist. And you know, people like them, they don't waste their time. They may say, come for 5 days and come and do 3 hours. Or come and do 5 days. And when you now get there for 3 hours, they say, please, can you wait for another five? Then you're already doing 8 hours. Then it's 40 hours per week. Then, so what are we talking about? This is doable. Like my girl here was sharing your testimony, and you were saying that you came first in the class. The seed of first. No, I'm not, you graduated, I'm talking about the new job. So what I now see is that you are to invent. Hallelujah. And what do they call that when you have invented something and you register it? Yeah, patents. So as she was sharing testimony yesterday, what I saw, a list of patents, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Don't worry, when the testimony comes again, you say, oh, that was true. It was said. So don't distract yourself. So I realized that indeed we're moving forward. The testimonies were just perfect, awesome. And I see leaders of nations, leaders of companies among us. So every day I come, I realize that, oh my God, God said it. It's going to happen. It's almost happening. You get me? So, but then When the Lord told Peter, he said, come forth. He said, please, ask me to come because I know your word has authority. So because you have decreed, come, I will be okay. That was a powerful statement, saying to him, please ask me to come. Then I have the authority. So when we do intercessory prayer at times, say by whose authority? God's authority. That at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. Of things on earth and above. Glory be to the Lord. Patents. So this morning, and one of our sisters here knew exactly when I woke up this morning anyway, because we exchanged and said, we need to put some short exhortation together. I said, go forward. Remember the prayer we prayed a day ago or 2 days? I said, go forward. And the Lord is telling you today that your position in life is forward ever, backward never. That is, you will never go down, but always go up. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I've told you that please, whenever I am holding this staff of Moses, just follow instruction. I have my own authority. You have your own authority. The instruction that was given was that move forward. You know, recently when our daddy Adeboye was preaching, he said, do you know, notice that not everyone that were instructed to go for, some will be scared. Ah, I've never seen this war before. Look at it. Ah, I think Egypt and bondage is better. And they're moving backward. And others that saw problems behind say, no, if our leader is going forward, we will follow. And they followed. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. All right. So to go forward here, it then means that you are proceeding. Nothing can stop you. And when you are doing it, you have determination. And your determination is to be free, because freedom has been granted. Hallelujah. Your determination, your drive. You're going to continue to hear me talk about strategic drives. So that is the reason behind it. Is that you move forward. And when you are moving forward, it's because you want to be free. And freedom has been granted. Your determination to be free is what? Granted. Passing your exam has been what? Granted. So someone, like our brother was sharing testimony, I won't go into the details, he already received that passing his exam has been granted. If by one reason or the other, something happened in the elements, in the spiritual realm, and what was revealed to him in the deep of the night was totally different from what you found on your paper. Then he left the empty spaces for the Holy Spirit to fill. And the end was result. And the result is, it's been labeled on you that you must pass. No controversy I'm hearing. You know, I told you, don't be quiet this year. If you say no controversies, then don't look at controversies. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, that told you, move forward. You're going to see all barking dogs along the way. They may even visit you at the church. But you must do what? Love that word. Did you hear that? Ignore them and move forward. That was perfect. Don't be quiet. Amen. So your determination to be married has been granted. So if you have a determination to be successful, it has been granted. Determination to have children has been granted. The other day we were saying, approved, 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 approved. So these are determination that we have. It has been granted. And we are to do what? Move forward. Hello? Take for instance, someone who's expecting a baby. The preparation of the heart belongs to who? Is it God? Is man? Hallelujah. And the answer of the tongue is who? And then whoever that is preparing must have evidence of results. Why? Because that's me. Right. Glory be to the Lord. We had the other time, someone said they want to buy a house. And we are hearing now that it has been what? Granted. So what are you waiting for? Your determination to have your own home. Ah, I see you now. Has been what? Granted. So what are we waiting for? It's to move forward. If you are still waiting on yesterday's money, it's old. Yesterday's money is of no value. It's what God is saying now. Key word, move forward. He said, go forward. He said, keep moving. He said, attention, move. So when you are driving, don't drive and relax too much. Be firm, be focused, be purposeful. Be determined. It is not over until it is over. You're almost there. Keep going. You're almost there. Keep going. It was because the enemy thought they can easily reach them when the Israelites were moving forward. Because they don't have instrument of movement other than the two legs that the Lord has granted them. And God has made your feet like the feet of the unicorn. So, no rheumatism. No pain. Keep moving. Stop giving excuses. It's my glasses. It's my glasses. No excuses. Thank God. Hallelujah. You want new employment? Gainful employment? The word of God says it has been what? Granted. So what are we waiting for? Testimony. That's the normal thing. Testimony. Testimony. You know, when you pray a prayer like this and say, in the innocence of my heart, I heard, oh God, I heard, oh God, I heard, oh God, you are speaking to me and I heard, I am going to work on this. In the innocence of my heart, I will action it the way you are instructing me. Go forward. Go forward. Hallelujah. Because there is peace in our journey. You notice what we posted? In fact, when we're posting it this morning, I was like, wow. I read it again. I said, wow. Please, pardon me. You know, I'm talking about what we had posted in our forum. You understand? And it says, all glory to God. Now that you have successfully crossed over to 2023, may the light of God guide you. Because it's the light. When light shines in your path, you see clearly. Hallelujah. And he went on that, he went on to say, may you look back to testify of his fresh oil to double portion. They mentioned goodness, mercy, faithfulness, victory, peace, enlargement, and so on. And he says, this year, you will experience double in all your undertakings because he said, he's the one that said it. He said what? Go forward. And possess new opportunities. When our Father in the Lord was telling us about the new year, he said there are going to be a lot of new opportunities. But only those that are in Christ will see this opportunity and take advantage of it. I pray in the name of Jesus, when opportunities come your way, may you have enough strength to take advantage of those opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus. And we went on in our posting saying, unending success. That is success that are consistently coming. Why others are saying the well that they dug has dried up. You are saying consistency is maintained in your well. He says unstoppable advancement. Oh, others are advancing, but yours is unstoppable. Others are moving forward, but yours is unstoppable. Unstoppable advancement. And he said, mouth-watering testimonies. You know, testimonies that people are sharing and your mouth is just wet. Say, I desire it. And after a while, you begin to start feeling the taste of it. The moment you start feeling the taste of it like a mint, you are there. Praise the Lord. Because in this church, relationship is contagious. And we have good relationship. Glory be to the Lord. And then he went on to say, undeniable favor. Undeniable favor. And I know the grace is with us. I've shared a testimony with you a while back when we moved from Galleria and we downsized for strategic reason to reposition. And the person who was going to get us the property that we wanted, one of the brothers said, wow, where they're coming from? This. It's okay. The important thing was that the brother was saying, well, my dad told me not to do it, but I don't know why I'm doing it, but I will help you. I don't know why I'm doing it. I would just say, just do it. I know why you are doing it. Because favor cannot be denied me. Hallelujah. Don't you understand that? Don't you understand that undeniable favor was what I received at the airport? I will not go into detail. When I said I got there, and they looked at it, they looked at it, they looked at it, they went inside. I can see them behind the counter. They looked at it. They looked again. They looked again. They said, go, we give you 4 days. Hallelujah. When the people were hungry and they said there's no food around, and they said, but this little boy, you know, the food of the little boy is what an adult would throw in their mouth one time. But then there's food that you give to little children and they're still eating it, right? But this food was so small. But Jesus said, I can do something with that. I can transform it. 3 days, 4 days. It's more than enough. Praise be to the Lord. More than enough. And he changed the passport. 3 days, changed the passport. Can you imagine? A man who has no passport now have three. If somebody wants to take the one here, I have another one. Praise the Lord. If you want to take that one, I have another one. Undeniable favor. Even at Belize, we were to come and collect our green card. I just didn't have time to go there. Even at Suriname, our application was already submitted at Washington, D.C. Because grace to nation, access to nation has been granted. It cannot be denied. So when we're praying that, Father, we thank you for the nation you are giving to the redeemed Christian Church of God, is that those doors must not shut because we have access. Yet, the English is still the same. Why are you worrying yourself? I've told you, when the people from here get to where we live, I'm from Africa, West Africa. When they get to West Africa, they have accent. We're the one that don't have accent. Have you ever seen a Lagosian speaking and you say, where's your accent from? When they're from Lagos, they speak the same accent that you are speaking. It's the foreigner. Say, wow, what is this accent? Hey, amen. I say, amen. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm concluding now. So your determination to change history of your family has been what? Granted. You want that history change? You don't want it to be what it has always been? The Lord says it has been granted. Glory be to the Lord. So let's conclude with this. In this, our strategic move to move forward, remember that one thing that is very, very important is that you must go forward and not be afraid. Hallelujah. So when the Lord is the one urging you to move ahead, then you have no choice but to do what? Move forward. And never retreat because of threats. Hallelujah. They were crossing. Never retreat because of threats. Don't start making an assumption. I say, oh, maybe they're there. Elena is somewhere there in downtown. Excuse me. Chest out. Strategic move. Move forward. Be a go-getter. Ask question from Elena. Please, I'm going to this department. Is this your department or next door? Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. You want to say, I have victory in the name of Jesus. Let us rise. I'm going to stop here. So we thank the God of heaven. It is my declaration unto you that as the Lord Almighty is inspiring you to march forward, you will not be distracted. Grace and the energy to do the will of God you have in Jesus' name. You are blessed.